But a sport of a different kind right now. Joining me live in the studio, I'm very pleased to say, this afternoon, I hope I've got Lee Manning and Marty Jr. Cullen. Is that right, chaps?
That's right.
Welcome to the studio. Listen, when I got this email kind of floating into my inbox just a few days ago, I thought this is definitely Summer Saturday material because I didn't even realise that there was a baseball league in the country, let alone in the local area. So I don't know who's going to start this afternoon, but tell us about the local state of baseball.
Well, basically, there's 150 junior teams in the whole country, and then there's about 50 adult teams, north and south, sort of divided. In the south, we have the National League, which is the top league. Then we have the Premiership, Division 1, and then we actually now have a new Division 2 as well. So it's the sport as a whole is starting to grow quite big.
I mean, it's still very much an American sport, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously come over from America. I mean, I've noticed your accent. I haven't mentioned it before you guys have come on air. Are you American?
I'm American.
Yeah. How long have you lived in the UK?
I've been here 14 years.
Okay, so you haven't lost your accent some, but
Martin was born here, so.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, so, but I mean, have you always, Martin, how old are you?
Nine.
Have you always played baseball pretty much since you were knee high?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so baseball in the States, is it the number one sport?
It's not rated the number one sport. American football is pretty much the number one sport, but it's probably watched more than anything because it's a long season. They play near enough every day. A lot of local support everywhere.
Mike. It's easy, isn't it? You just get a ball thrown at you, and you just whack it as hard as you can. Anyone can do that.
Well, they said you were going to come down and have a go.
Yeah, no, it's that's fatal to say things like that, isn't it? I suppose it's been difficult to kind of take a sport like that and introduce it into the UK. When did it first, do you know when it first kind of started coming over here?
It's actually always been around since the beginning of the early 1900s.
Oh, right.
In fact, it was actually first played here and then the Americans took it over to America and developed the sport. Into
really?
I was going to try to avoid that whole point, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even like sort of rounders, you know, that's where baseball actually come from, was from rounders originally. So it's always been around. Many years ago, they had semi-professional leagues over here and professional leagues just before the war and stuff like that. So it has always been here. It's just it's never been very popular.
Let's get back to the league shortly, but let's talk about the specifics of baseball. I mean, the bat itself, is it a particular type of wood? You know, your cricket bats are made of a certain type of wood. I mean, in baseball, is it wood, or do you use a metal bat?
We don't use metal bats in our league. Kids use aluminum bats, but we tend to use...
I'm sorry, bats. You're not allowed to say aluminum. You're not
aluminium bats. We have to use wooden bats now. So we use all different types of maple, ash.
So there's not one type of wood that makes a better baseball bat?
Well, I prefer maple. A lot of the big leaguers use ash bats, but obviously they swing a bat a lot harder than we do. So, but maple bats, the ball seems to jump off the bat a little bit more.
And another thing, I think probably from experience of watching films and you know, just kind of getting baseball through that way rather than first-hand experience, you pick up all the scuffing and all the verbals that go. I mean, is that part of baseball, or is that just kind of accentuated by the media?
No, that's a big part of the game.
What's the whole scuffing thing? You know, rubbing your foot along the floor. What's all that about?
Well, you get a lot of, the type of dirt that we play on. You get all kinds of stuff stuck in your cleats and your spikes and things, and you're always hitting your feet with your bat or you know, that kind of thing. Keep them clear because you know it's important to be able to run properly and quick. And
that's a good thing. How many people? How many players on a baseball team? Yeah, come on, the junior. Yes, Marty Jr. Come on, move into the microphone a little bit, Marty.
Well, on the field, there's nine. There's three outfielders.
So that's when they're fielding, obviously. So, so there's three outfielders.
A catcher. There's a pitcher.
Yep.
First baseman. A second baseman. A shortstop, which is in between second base and third base.
Right.
And there's a third baseman.
And there's a third baseman as well. Okay, so that's your
normal. Well, we've got 13, 14 on our team. You need obviously reserve players and pitchers can only, you know, if we play two games in a day, for example, generally we'll have a pitcher and then he'll sit out the next game or you know, because it's kind of tiring. So,
so when you came here 14 years ago, I'm interested. Yeah. Did you actively seek out a baseball? I mean, was it something, or did you kind of fall into it?
I didn't. Yeah, I suppose it was 7 years ago. I did, and I found these guys, and I played a half a season with them just briefly, and then sort of moved on a little bit, and just happened to run into them again a few months ago, and rejoined the team.
From a British person's point of view, I mean, how did you? What was your introduction to baseball?
There's a local team literally just 5 minutes down the road from me, right. So they were playing baseball, and I just ended up sort of picking up a glove and joining in, sort of thing. So it was really, like I say, it was only 5 minutes down the road, so it was really on my doorstep. So that's how I pretty much joined in.
Is it confusing? Because, I mean, I've seen on all the scoring, it seems to be just like American football, which just blows my mind. I can't... I've all tried to get work out how it all works. There's so many stops and things happen and changes. Yeah. Well, what's baseball like to pick up as far as scoring? I suppose for an American, it's looking at cricket and thinking, how on earth does that
work? Yeah, sort of similar. I mean, to be honest, once you... It's like riding a bike. Once you know how to score, you'll know how to do it for the rest of your life. It's something you're not going to forget. It's a lot of just abbreviations. So you have AB for at-bats, PA for plate appearances. And once you understand what they are, then, yeah, you're...
AR, absolutely rubbish.
But, yeah, well, once you picked up all the abbreviations, it's pretty simple to kind of go for.
And you talked about the junior league. So there's the 150 junior league
teams. Yeah,
that's across the country, not just in Hertfordshire.
Yeah, that's across the country.
But, I mean, that's still pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, very. You'd be surprised how much baseball is actually played and how many diamonds there are when you're driving around.
Yeah. I live in Milton Keynes, and I know Milton Keynes has a diamond.
That's right.
Woofton, I think.
Woofton on the ground.
I've seen the diamond there.
We've got them in a couple of weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let's talk about the local teams then, because it's quite interesting. Am I right in saying that the match coming up is the first ever Hertfordshire derby? It's the Falcons, and let me tell you, I've been given a Falcons hat today. And you know, sometimes you get given hats. You're not listening to this. Sometimes you get given hats by people. It's very nice, and you say, thank you very much. You take them home, and they just go in the cupboard, or you give them away. This one is going nowhere but staying with me. A very nice hat. You're the Falcons.
Falcons.
Who are your rivals?
The Hawks.
The Hawks are our other local team. They used to be called the Falcons 2. We sort of had a split squad, and they recently changed their name.
Is there a huge amount of rivalry between... There is, isn't there? Look, you're all smiling.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, a lot of trash talk going on.
So a lot of trash talk. Your league, then, that league that the two teams, you're in, both in the same league, is that
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
How many teams are in each league? I mean, are you in the top league for...
We're in the first division.
The first division. But that's not national, is it? That's kind of local.
Yeah, that's more local.
Yeah.
We've got... What, nine?
We've got five in our subdivision, and then Hertfordshire Hawks have got four in their subdivision. So there's nine in total in the south.
Seems to be a little bit more teams down here than some of the other divisions who only have maybe four or five.
Four or five teams. Oh, I've got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything national that happens? I mean, do you get to play teams from other parts of the country?
Yeah, if we make it through to the playoffs at the end of the season, if we come in the either top of our subdivision, we'll then go into what they call the National Final Four against the Northern teams.
Yeah.
So there'll be two from the south, two from the north.
Okay, yeah, got you.
Which at the moment could be Humberside and possibly Sheffield or another sort of team like that.
And is there so many questions. I think I could talk to you guys for ages and ages. Is there like a Manchester United of baseball in the country? Is there a particular place that really is...
Yeah, I mean, London is probably, obviously, the capital of baseball. And there's other leagues on U.S. military bases and so forth.
Right, got you.
They do that. But they hold national training for the Great Britain squad and all that kind of thing. Where's that?
That's Upper Hayford.
That's probably the home of it.
Bicester.
Right, got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
But the teams that are sort of the biggest ones, you've got a team in Richmond who actually have five teams now because they have a national side as well. Croydon, they've been kind of winning it over the last sort of 4 or 5 years. Brighton have just pulled out of the league. They kind of were up there as well. And Every couple of years, it kind of swaps over. You had Windsor, then it was Brighton, then it was Croydon.
That's a good thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because
it's growing every day, though. I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger. We've got five or six new players this year, including our first female.
Well, let's talk about new players, because we've only got a couple of minutes left, guys, unfortunately. But let's talk about new players coming along. I mean, you know, how welcoming are you guys? And I know you're going to say, you know, obviously we want people to come and join, yeah, but is it something that people can pick up quickly? And if they can't, is there a place for people that aren't all that great at the sport? You know, is there a...
Well, we cater for it,
yeah,
you know, for that kind of thing, because it's new to a lot of people, even as advanced as you may be in other sports.
Yeah.
It's new to a lot of people. And we our training on Wednesday nights in Hemel Hempstead is open. So people just turn up sometimes and, you know, want to join in and continue to play from there. And we get new players all the time, and everybody, all the experienced guys, help them through and coach them. We're probably going to have a third team at some point, maybe next year.
Brilliant.
For sort of maybe the next division down and, you know, just improve players and sort of move them along.
From a spectator point of view, I would imagine, I mean, I played a little bit of softball, which I know is a completely different thing.
It's
underarm, isn't it?
Yeah,
and the ball's
right.
Slightly bigger,
yeah,
and there are differences. But
definitely,
I mean,
not soft.
Yes. Yes. As I've known, yeah, or I've found out on a number of occasions. But from a spectator point of view, that's how I got into playing a little bit of softball, was the spectator. It's great as a spectator because you just drink beer, yeah, and talk and watch the game a bit and drink beer and talk. I mean, it's a very social thing. It's a very social occasion, isn't it? I mean, is that the same, presumably, in baseball?
It is. I mean, I suppose it's probably nearer cricket than any of the other,
right,
sports you got here, where there's plenty of time in between the action and people are talking and time to go to the bathroom and get another beer,
yeah,
that kind of thing. It's...
The best thing about baseball is you don't really have to watch. You can be having a chat, and as soon as you hear that crack of the bat, that's,
yeah,
when you look up,
that's,
and,
right,
you see if there's going to be, you know, a play, you know, if the ball's going over the fence and stuff like that. So you don't have to be 100% concentrated like you do with football and rugby and those kind of sports and tennis. So yeah, you can just kind of drift in and out if you like.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I just get the feeling we could talk on and on and on, but I've got so much to do today. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave it there. Tell us about tomorrow, because there's something happening tomorrow. Is that the big derby game tomorrow?
Yeah, that's our big derby. We're having we have two games against the Hawks. We're going to have a few ceremonies and so forth, team photos, all that kind of thing. Tomorrow we're going to have a big barbecue afterwards.
Nice.
And a big softball game for all the friends and family.
Excellent. So that's a real opportunity to come and see baseball,
yeah,
and watch the actual game and then get a real flavour for it and a feel for it and the people that are involved,
yeah,
as well.
And of course the other way is on our website we have all our contact details and they can contact Aspie, the guy that you spoke to, who's our club secretary, and arrange to come down. They've got directions to our field.
And that's www.heartsfalcons.co.uk. It's
that's
nice,
right,
and simple.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
that's,
it's got,
cool,
videos on there, and you can, you know, watch all the games, and we have pictures and audio comments, and this will no doubt make it to there.
Listen, chaps, before you go completely, stay there for a second. I'm just going to get an update from the darts in Bolton. So very different today, isn't it? Baseball to darts. We'll get an update with the darts, and then we'll just find... I've got one more question for you.
Okay.
Just one more question, especially for you, my friend. This is BBC Three Counties Radio for Beds, Hearts and Bucks this afternoon. Mike, thank you very much. We'll cross back to Mike later on in the programme. Really appreciate that from Mike Bovell this afternoon, keeping us up to speed with what's going on in the world of darts, another sport I don't know much about. Baseball, listen, if I can get off baseball for 1 minute, and I will make sure that people are aware of what's going on tomorrow, I'm hoping to come down and take part in one of your training sessions, because I'm looking forward to that. I can't let you go as an American without asking about David Beckham. Whether you're a football fan or not, you've probably heard the news recently. David Beckham's, yeah, going to play for LA Galaxy. I'm just curious, you presumably still have links with the United States of America. Mm-hmm. What's the football scene like over there? Because 20 years ago, it was a girls' game, basically, wasn't it?
Well, when I was a kid, you know, they had the New York Cosmos and Pele and Beckenbauer and all those guys. George Best, I think, was
there. Was...
And it was pretty big, and, you know, everybody plays soccer as a kid in school, but then it just kind of dies out a little bit. It's made a little bit of a resurgence lately with the World Cup and, you know, how close we came last time. And so I think, you know, I think Beckham's going to do, you know, wonders for the sport, obviously. I mean, he's an icon even there, although probably more for his hair and his wife than for kicking a ball. But I think that's...
Well, he's a bona fide celebrity, isn't he?
He's
David Beckham, you know,
yeah,
he's like proper Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't think anybody really knows him as a footballer as such until until the guys starts playing.
Because I think I'm gonna have to wrap it up. I could talk to you guys all day, but I think the people are a little derogatory about the American game and the American leagues, and they compare it to kind of conference style. But I've been doing a little bit of research, and most of the managers and some of the ex players in this country are kind of comparing it a little bit more to championship football in this country. Okay. It's the standard has improved so much, especially in the last 5 years. So I think he will be able to maintain a certain level of fitness and skill and performance.
There's a lot of people. A lot of people to choose from. You know, they're bound to have some good sides. As you know, 300 million people to choose from. So
LA Galaxy aren't doing very well at the moment. Actually, but there we go. Listen, it's just a pleasure to meet you guys. I'll hopefully hook up with you very, very shortly in the next few weeks. And good luck tomorrow. You're both playing.
Yeah.
I take it.
Maybe.
I haven't even asked
you. He's on the DL. He's injured. So he's
come back from a shoulder operation.
So. Which in baseball is kind of a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a metatarsal in football.
He wants to get in there.
Yeah, I might try and play a little bit towards the end, so if my mango ain't hurting too much.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks ever so much for coming in. I appreciate it, and best of luck for tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
So much. There we go, guys. Marty and Marty Jr. and Lee Manning joining me in the studio this afternoon. They're from Hearts Falcons, and I've got my cap, and I'm going to cherish it, of course.
It's Hearts and Bucks travel news.
Every 30 minutes of the weekend.
BBC Three Counties Radio.